Hundreds of independent digital news publishers from across the country have gathered in regional South Australia for the annual LENA conference. While community and hyperlocal outlets have been able to harness artificial intelligence to improve output, the rise of AI is increasing concern around consent and compensation. Lucinda Gardner, Licensing and Compliance Manager at the Copyright Agency, says content produced by publishers has been scraped to train AI models. Community Radio Network reporter Noah Seckham spoke with Ms. Gardner on the sidelines of the conference in Murray Bridge.
Are you able to talk us through what the Copyright Agency does?
So Copyright Agency, we are a not-for-profit organisation and we represent about 40,000 different content creators, including publishers, news media, authors, journalists, artists and cartoonists, surveyors. So the full gamut of different content creators. So we negotiate copyright license agreements on behalf of all of our members and we collect license fees for the use of text and images under those agreements and return the money back to the rights holders. We also have a major function in our business of advocating for rights holders, so making sure Australia's copyright laws stay strong in the face of technological disruption. We also have a major function in advocating for rights holders, so making sure that the copyright laws stay strong for rights holders and that people are fairly paid for the use of their content. So we were founded in 1974 off the back of the proliferation of photocopiers, so technology and technological disruptions in our DNA, and we've always fought and will continue to fight for the rights of rights holders to be fairly compensated when their works are used by businesses or technologies.
To the AI sort of thing, how long has that been on the radar as something to be concerned about?
AI has been around for a very long time. I think it's really been in the last few years where we've looked at generative AI, which is something that has become much more mass and much more popular, and we've also probably gotten a better understanding of the scope of just how much of the internet that they have sucked up and ingested. So yeah, it's really been in the last couple of years with ChatGPT coming to the fore, that's really been where, yeah, it's been really quite concerning from a rights holder perspective to see that just the sheer enormity of the volume of content, whether that's text or video or music that's been ingested, and the fact that it can create content that relies on members' works or relies on rights holders' works without compensation. So It's very concerning.
Take us through where we're at when it comes to protections and compensation for Australian journalists and newsrooms.
We're still waiting, I think, is the answer. So Copyright Agency, we strongly believe that we can license that content. So the big tech can get a license from the Copyright Agency or from other creative sectors to actually use the content that they're using to train those big large language models. So we see, we kind of look at the large language models and how content's used kind of like a pyramid. So we at the top, or the apex predator, so to speak, is those multinational companies like Claude, OpenAI, Google, Meta, Anthropic, those kind of organisations who've scraped the internet, ingested everything, turned things into tokens. It's already been done. So we know that because this has happened offshore, Australian copyright law is quite jurisdictional, so it's not the most effective enforcement mechanism. So what we've been looking at is, and what we've been proposing to the government, is a separate form of compensation for rights holders for that large language model training that's happening offshore. But at the same time, the creative sectors are advocating to the government for no changes to the Copyright Act. We strongly believe that the current Copyright Act is fit for purpose, and it means that licensing can happen and it should happen. So we have the frameworks, we have the legislation, let's just do it. We're just waiting for big tech to come to the tables.
First, looking at the large language models that I think we're seeing a lot of people are actually engaging with that from day to day. When you say that it's like that's already been done, all the data has been scraped, is there anything that we can really do as Australia in that space?
So it's really about looking at what's happening locally. So what we can license and what rights holders can enforce is what's happening in Australia. So things like if people are building a data set to refine or ground a model, so a RAG model is what it's called, that's something that we can license, and that's something that's generally happening onshore because it's making those American-based LLMs much more relevant to the Australian context. So it's the kind of information that Australian news and journalism is so key for, to make things to make an answer much more relevant to the people that are asking for it, and also the things that end users are doing. So if you're sitting in an organisation and you're inputting a news article into ChatGPT or Copilot or whatever as a prompt to say, summarise this article or give me some sort of graphic off the basis of these articles, that actually involves a Copyright Act and a copyright use. So we strongly believe that those kind of prompt inputs are also something that can be licensed and should be licensed. And it's also something that the Copyright Agency, we've launched a extension to our business license arrangements to enable that use to happen for Australian newspaper content. So we've worked quite closely with the major newspaper publishers, but also the smaller publishers as well, because all of our members are quite pragmatic. We know that this use is happening. We know that their content's being used. So we wanted to make sure that we can license it and we can compensate those members fairly for that use.
Lucinda Gardiner, Licensing and Compliance Manager at the Copyright Agency, speaking with CRN's Noah Seckham.